This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began today with newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as the member of the House. Pro Tem Speaker Bhartrihari Mehtab administered oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairperson appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Radha Mohan Singh and Faggan Singh Kulaste took oath as the members of chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T.R. Balu and Sudeep Bandhopadhyay of TMC skipped the oath-taking proceedings as the members of the panel. Later, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal, Piyush Goyal, Jitan Ram Manji, Rajiv Ranjan alias Lalan Singh, Dr. Virendra Kumar, Kiran Rijiju, Chirag Paswan, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Annapurna Devi and others took oath as the members of the Lok Sabha. Briefing media outside Parliament, the Prime Minister said, "The session of the 18th Lok Sabha is beginning with the resolve of building Viksit Bharat." He asserted that his government will make constant efforts to serve the country and fulfill the aspirations of the people by taking everyone together. Mr. Modi said, "A majority is required to run the government, but to run the country, a consensus is of utmost importance." He added that his government wants to go ahead and speed up decisions by taking everyone together and by maintaining the sanctity of the constitution. Mr. Modi said, "The world's largest election was conducted in a very grand and glorious manner." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that for the NDA government, reforms are a means to improve the lives of 140 crore Indians. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that after the introduction of goods and services tax, that is GST, goods for household use have become much cheaper. He said this has resulted in significant savings for the poor and common man. Mr. Modi said that the government is committed to continuing this journey of reforms to transform people's lives. Congress today criticized the government over NEET examination, recent rail accident in West Bengal, as well as on the issue of inflation. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge accused the government of being silent over these issues. Talking to media outside the parliament, party MP Rahul Gandhi alleged that the government is undermining the constitution. That's why the opposition MPs carried the copies of constitution in their hand on the first day of the parliament session. In Gujarat, the CBI teams have arrived in Godhra to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET examination at an exam center in Godhra. Our correspondent reports that the 3 days after the exam was conducted on 5th of May, an FIR was registered over the irregularities in the exam at an exam center in Godhra. So far, the police have arrested 5 accused for their alleged role in helping at least 30 students solve their question papers in Godhra. The sessions judge of the Panchmahal District Court in Gujarat rejected the bail plea of the accused on Friday. Meanwhile, the Economic Offence Unit EOU of Bihar Police has said the NEET UG examination paper was leaked by a professional interstate organised gang from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. The EOU said 13 members of this organised gang have been arrested by the SID, which is investigating the case. Meanwhile, the Nanded anti-terrorist squad has detained Sanjay Tukaram Jadhav and Jaleel Umar Khan Pathan on suspicion of their involvement in the NEET paper leak case. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the intense phase of fighting in Rafah in southern Gaza is nearly over, but the war would continue until Hamas is completely driven from the power. The Indian Met Department has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue along the Indian West Coast during the next 5 days. In the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in a Super 8 encounter in St. Lucia today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Earlier, South Africa have entered the semi-finals, beating a formidable West Indies by 3 wickets in a thrilling rain-affected Super 8s game in Antigua this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.